بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد discussing the various names of Surah Al-Fatiha. One is the name Al-Fatiha. We discussed Fatihatul Kitab, Fatihatul Quran, in that the narration also shows that this was the first complete surah to have been revealed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Alhamd, because the surah begins with Alhamdu. Then the name Ummul Kitab, that has been given to the surah, because in the narrations we find that whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed to the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam by way of the kitabs, by way of the sahifa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed in the Quran, that the Quran became the gist of all the other kitabs, and then whatever is in the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had placed his gist in the surah, Surah Alhamdu, Surah Al-Fatiha, in that we find that the surah discusses, number one, the qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we are supposed to have been recognizing these qualities of Allah. The surah speaks about Akhirat, the surah speaks about Sirat-i-Mustaqim, and following those whom Allah had favored insofar as our aqaid, our belief and our practices is concerned, and that is the gist of the revelation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and the gist of the Quran in itself. Thereafter, the surah is also known as Al-Kanz. Kanz means a treasure. We find that in the hadith it has been narrated that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this surah from a very special treasure that is under the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now you and I, we would all try to look after and we will keep safe something that is very valuable to us. And this whole Quran is most valuable. This whole Quran is the sifat and quality of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is the kalam and the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But out of that, There is this surah and other parts of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows to us its absolute value over and above. And hence this also shows the fadilat and the virtue of the surah. The surah is also known as Ta'limul Mas'ala. Ta'limul Mas'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to seek, how to draw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we ask from Allah. What should we really ask from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? At the beginning of the surah, we praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when we ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat, the initial, when we begin, then we should be like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should be praising Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Generally, man would ask for this instant gratification, that whatever we need for now, that we will ask from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But this surah shows us that it is not about instant gratification, it's about deferred gratification. That let us think of the Akhirat, and to think of the Akhirat and how to be successful in the Akhirat, then we require the Sirat-i-Mustaqim, we require that valuable gift from Allah, and that is the gift of Hidayat. And this is what the surah teaches us, to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask for hidayat from Allah, and obviously protection from deviation, protection from the way of those who earn the wrath of Allah and those who are deviated. So this surah shows us in the gist of how, when we lift our hands, when we turn our heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we should be asking from Allah and how we should be doing that. Then the surah is also known as Ash-Shifa and Shafia. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the hadith, he has stated that Surah Fatiha is a shifa from all illnesses. Number one, the greatest of all illnesses is the spiritual ailments that all of us suffer from. So by reciting the surah, pondering on the meaning, the compassion of Allah, thinking about Akhirat, the pledge that we only seek from Allah, we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, we only worship Allah, and seeking again hidayat, that in itself is a shifa, is a spiritual, it's a a cure for the spiritual ailments we have, and of course physical ailments also, like we find the gist of a narration. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were out on an expedition, and in a nearby village somebody was bitten by a scorpion, and those people sent a message to the Sahaba that, is there anyone that can do anything? One of the Sahaba went and he recited Surah Al-Fatiha, and that person, and blow on that person or the water, and that person was then given shifa by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it is a shifa for spiritual maladies, for spiritual ailments. It is also a shifa for physical ailments. And then the surah is also called Kafiya and Wafiya. In that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed a lot of khair. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put a lot of barakah, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has placed a lot of protection in the surah. Mujahid Rahmatullah Ali used to say that there were 4 days when Shaitan lamented. He cried weepingly. Number one, the day when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had cursed him. Number two, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had expelled him from Jannah. Number three, on the Bi'athat, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appointed the Nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number four, when Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed. So this shows that this surah has a lot of khair, and this shows that this surah will protect us from all difficulties of the shaitan also. And Ata ibn Abi Ribah rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if a person has haja, a person has need, and he recites this surah regularly, would obviously the yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him an abundance of good and khair in this dunya, and obviously in the akhirah. So hence the surah is also known as Kafiya and Wafa. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.